洪恩环境英语终极篇
Intermediate Part 2
This is Lesson 1. We are going to practice the pronunciation of plural nouns. Notice there are three different pronunciations for the plural ending s. Listen.
One dress, two dresses, one skirt, two skirts, one sweater, two sweaters.
Notice that the first noun, dresses, has an is sound, which becomes a separate syllable, dress, dresses. Listen and repeat.
One dress, two dresses, many dresses, one page, two pages, many pages, one blouse, two blouses, many blouses, one place, two places, many places, one size, two sizes, many sizes, one match, two matches, many matches.
When a noun ends with an S sound, as in place, or a Z sound, as in size, you add an is sound to the end to make it plural. Here are some examples. Size becomes sizes. Dress becomes dresses. When a noun ends with a j sound, as in page, or a ch sound, as in match, you add an is sound to make it plural. Here are some examples. Page becomes pages. Match becomes matches. The second plural ending is the S sound, as in one skirt, two skirts. Listen and repeat.
One skirt, two skirts, many skirts. One sock, two socks, many socks. 1 week, 2 weeks, many weeks. One hat, two hats, many hats. One cup, two cups, many cups.
When a noun ends with a T sound, as in skirt, a K sound, as in sock, or a P sound, as in cup, add an S sound to the end to make the plural. Here are some examples. Skirt becomes skirts. Sock becomes socks. Hat becomes hats. Cup becomes cups. The third plural ending is the Z sound, as in one sweater, two sweaters. Listen and repeat.
One sweater, two sweaters, many sweaters. One shoe, two shoes, many shoes. One hotel, two hotels, many hotels. One job, two jobs, many jobs. One color, two colors, many colors. One television. Two televisions. Many televisions. One game. Two games. Many games. One thing. Two things. Many things.
Most nouns end with a Z sound in the plural. And now repeat these word opposites. The woman will say a word. The man will give the word that is opposite in meaning. Ready? Let's go.
Good.
Bad.
Short.
Long.
Loose.
Tight.
Expensive.
Cheap.
Small.
Big.
Narrow.
Wide.
Beautiful.
Ugly.
Cold.
Hot.
Now you try a few. Listen to each word and say the opposite. Let's go. Good.
Bad.
Long.
Short.
Tight.
Loose.
Cheap.
Expensive.
Wide.
Narrow.
Beautiful.
Ugly.
Now listen to this.
The skirt is too short.
It isn't long enough.
The shoes are too narrow.
They aren't wide enough.
Now it's your turn. Listen, then say it the other way. Use enough. Are you ready? The skirt is too short.
It isn't long enough.
The shoes are too narrow.
They aren't wide enough.
The sweater is too tight.
It isn't loose enough.
The hamburger is too cold.
It isn't hot enough.
Now do it the opposite way. Use too in your sentences. Listen to the example.
The hat isn't big enough.
It's too small.
Ready? Now you do it. The hat isn't big enough.
It's too small.
The hotel isn't cheap enough.
It's too expensive.
The socks aren't long enough.
They're too short.
Now listen to this.
Is the hotel cheap enough?
No, it's too expensive.
Okay. Now you answer the questions. Ready? Is the hotel cheap enough?
No, it's too expensive.
Are the shoes wide enough?
No, they're too narrow.
Is the hat big enough?
No, it's too small.
Are the hamburgers hot enough?
No, they're too cold.
Now listen to this dialogue between Rita and a sales clerk.
I need to exchange these. All of them? Why? Well, the skirt isn't long enough. The sweater isn't bright enough. And the pants are too tight.
Now listen once more and repeat each line.
I need to exchange these.
All of them? Why?
Well, the skirt isn't long enough. The sweater isn't bright enough. And the pants are too tight.
Great. Now listen to these words and repeat them.
A blouse.
A tie.
A boot.
Some blouses.
Some ties.
Some boots.
Some news.
Some money.
Some information.
Good. Now put a or some in front of each noun that you hear. Listen to the examples. Boy.
A boy.
Children.
Some children.
Okay, now you try it. Boy.
A boy.
Children.
Some children.
Money.
Some money.
Dollar.
A dollar.
Watch.
A watch.
Pajamas.
Some pajamas.
Luggage.
Some luggage.
Suitcase.
A suitcase.
That's it. Good. Now listen and repeat.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to change some money.
How much money would you like to change?
Oh, just a dollar, please. Thank you.
Now answer these questions. What would the woman like to do?
She'd like to change some money.
Good. And how much money would she like to change?
Just a dollar.
Okay. Now imagine you want to change some money. What do you say? Ready? Listen and answer. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to change some money.
How much money would you like to change?
Oh, just a dollar, please.
Let's try another dialogue. Listen and repeat.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy some luggage.
What kind of luggage are you looking for?
Oh, just a suitcase.
Answer these questions. What would the man like to do? He'd like to buy some luggage. Right. And what does the woman ask him? What kind of luggage are you looking for? Good. What does the man answer? Just a suitcase. That is correct. Now imagine you need some luggage. What do you say? Listen and answer. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy some luggage.
What kind of luggage are you looking for?
Oh, just a suitcase.
Well, enough of that. Finally, let's practice making questions. Listen to the examples. Change. Money.
Where can I change some money?
Find. A bank.
Where can I find a bank?
Now you make the question. Change. Money.
Where can I change some money?
Find. A bank.
Where can I find a bank?
Get. Information.
Where can I get some information?
Buy. A book.
Where can I buy a book?
Buy. Luggage.
Where can I buy some luggage?
Buy. Sunglasses.
Where can I buy some sunglasses?
How did you do? No problems? Okay, that's enough for today. This is the end of lesson 1. I hope you enjoyed yourself.